Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, this evening I'm delighted to have my son Clayton join me on the broadcast. Clayton is now my boss. My wife and I started the ranch 30 years ago, and Clayton was a kid back then. But now he's an attorney who's been running a wonderful ministry in Knoxville for a decade and graciously agreed to be part of the succession plan here, taking over my role as CEO at the ranch, and is still running a marvelous ministry in Knoxville that is growing like crazy. But he's come alongside to do some things here at the ranch that need doing. And of course, he's assisted by a marvelous team at the ranch that the Lord has graciously assembled over the years. And we're very thankful for his leadership. But Clayton is a man with many talents, many giftings, and is extremely dedicated and energetic in his service to the Lord. He's also a married man with a lovely wife, Danielle, and five adorable genius kids. So
that's not because you're their grandfather. They're just awesome.
yeah, they really are. So anyway, we're delighted to have him on the broadcast, but we wanted to talk about a couple of issues this evening. One is what's going on in Ukraine. Clayton first went to Ukraine with me in 1993, I believe it was. Is that right, Clayton?
Yes.
1993, yes. And he was treated like a celebrity over there because the people were starved for attention from Americans. We went into areas where we were literally the first Americans that people there had met. And so there was a certain excitement just about that. But what was much more exciting was we had the privilege of sharing the gospel with folks. And out of that trip, 10 churches were planted. And we've obviously had a love for the people of Ukraine ever since that time. That was my first trip there. I've made several trips since. Clayton has been back since. And, you know, it is a country that is a very complicated and long history. But right now, what's going on in Ukraine has gripped the attention of people all over the world. I should mention that we also adopted three of our children from Ukraine 20 years ago. And so that has continued to further our love for that country and our concern for those people. But it is not a country that is sinless, is it, Clayton?
It's not. And that is, in real politic, the most important thing for us as Christians to know. And that is that in a world that seeks clear binaries between the good guys and the bad guys, all we can find are bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget watching in the Brett Kavanaugh hearing and seeing a bunch of different folks in the room saying, you know, "I'm a good man. I'm a good woman. I'm a good man. I'm a good man." I thought, no, 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 definitely not. And none of us are good apart from the grace of God.
Amen.
We are sinners. We are sinners who make foolish and greedy and short-sighted and wicked and hurtful choices that impact other people. And apart from Christ, that's the case for everyone in the world.
Yes.
So when you look at certain events in history, it is absolutely clear that Hitler represented a massive, unique, evil, and horrible threat and needed to be defeated. And so you can look at somebody like Churchill and say, good guy, Hitler, bad guy. But then you look at Yalta and you go, wait, Stalin, you killed millions of people. There are bad guys and bad guys. There are people who are very reductionist, and they become very upset when you point out that there's a lot of concerns around things that Zelensky's done. Mm-hmm. And truthfully, Zelensky has done a lot of very admirable things. Mm-hmm. In the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, it is not all gray and we can't say who's wrong. Russia is wrong. Vladimir Putin is wrong. He is a liar. He has invaded a sovereign country in order to enhance his political and economic power. And so we stand with Ukraine. In that sense, it's a very easy call. Mm-hmm. When people then go so far as to say, these are all good people, they're all good guys, there aren't bioweapons labs there, they're wrong. And mm-hmm. and I hear people go in a variety of directions about this, but just to take a big step back, why did Ukraine get invaded? What is going on there? Is Russia defending itself from NATO encroachment, et cetera? Ukraine is not a part of Russia. Mm-hmm. It is the breadbasket of Europe. It has enormous resources that are primarily around things that aren't as valuable as the oil and gas that Russia has. Mm-hmm. So there's always been an energy issue. When Ukraine was promised the support forever of the United States mm-hmm. and the defense from the United States, it was so that Ukraine would give up their nuclear weapons, which they had significant arms at the mm-hmm. collapse of the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. And the United States has absolutely betrayed the agreements that we made. And now there are people who are pedantic who say it wasn't that exact kind of treaty. It was an accord. And the bottom line is that Ukraine disarmed itself because we said that we would protect them.
Yes.
And Russia has been involved in a long-term proxy battle around Ukraine. Are there people who moved to Ukraine who are Russian? Yes. Mm-hmm. Did that happen a decent amount during the communist times? It happened a lot. But Vladimir Putin inherited a bizarre place that is a tiny place that you and I have both visited.
Yes.
It's a place that if people look it up, they're going to say, what? I've never heard of this. And it's called Transnistria. Mm-hmm. It is on the eastern edge of Moldova. Mm-hmm. It is a part of Moldova. Mm-hmm. It is to the west, immediate west of Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And it is controlled by the Russians.
Yes.
It's a strange thing to say because Moldova is already a part of the EU. But the Russians control a stretch of Moldova. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they're able to hide financial assets. Mm-hmm. They're able to traffic weapons. Mm-hmm. They're able to engage in human trafficking.
Yes.
They're able to engage in all manner of horror. And Vladimir Putin inherited this one quasi-governance in a quasi-state mm-hmm. that's not recognized by anyone. Mm-hmm. But as a result, he was able to give favors to wicked, horrible people mm-hmm. who are a part of his coalition.
Yes.
Vladimir Putin is the wealthiest politician in the world. Mm-hmm. He is clearly and by far the wealthiest politician in the world. And I guess in a bipartisan way, all of us in America can celebrate the fact that our most corrupt politicians in America, and we have plenty of them, mm-hmm. are at a tiny fractional scale of Vladimir Putin's corruption. Our most corrupt politician in America hasn't stolen a percent of what Putin has stolen over time. As Putin came to power, he created a grand bargain with the oligarchs where mm-hmm. he said back in 2000, I'm going to let you run all these massive monopolies. You won't really have to pay all of your taxes as long as you do whatever I say. Mm-hmm. Give me my cut. He treated the government of Russia like a mafia boss would treat, the local pawn shops and things in the area.
Yes.
As long as I get my cut, you can do what you want.
Yep.
Russia is a massive place, physically massive.
Yes.
With incredible reserves, second largest reserves in the world of coal, largest of natural gas, eighth largest oil reserves, largest shale oil reserves, gold, tin, copper. It is a huge country, but there was a massive crackdown on any oligarchs who opposed Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
A man who was on his way in 2003 of being the richest man in the world, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, ended up losing all of his money in a 10-year period. Well, he's down to $100 million, poor guy. but from $15 billion, he dropped to $100 million and was imprisoned for much of that time because he didn't agree with Vladimir Putin. And so his company, his wealth was dismantled and given away to people who liked Vladimir Putin.
Right.
And so that is all tied to why Ukraine was invaded, believe it or not. And it's because over time, Russia has the largest shadow economy in the world. The shadow economy is something that doesn't show up on official records. Well, so how big is it? Well, that's something that's a lot of academics have studied a lot, and it's really hard to understand fully. But it is a large economy, and in some other countries like Zimbabwe or Haiti, there are big shadow economies, but the country itself has such a small GDP that the shadow economy, even though it's a large percentage of the total economy, is fairly small.
Right.
Russia has a massive economy and a shadow economy that is amongst the very largest in the world. And so in Ukraine, there's a ton of political corruption and there's a ton of money floating around. In Moldova, there's a ton of political corruption and there's a ton of money floating around. And in Georgia, there's a ton of political corruption and a ton of money floating around. And in every single one of those places, Putin has enough money to hide his money. With all these sanctions, it's like, we're going to lock down Putin. He won't be able to do anything. Putin has false states in South Ossetia, in Abkhazia and Georgia, in the now the Luhansk region, in the Donbass and Ukraine, and Crimea and Ukraine, in Transnistria and Moldova. He has these false states that would be as if, I don't want to pick on anyone currently in office, and I don't think anyone currently in office is clever enough to do something like Putin, but say we have a bright young star who's smart, who comes out of the CIA, where they're a trained liar, and they take over Baja California, Alberta, Canada as a region, and the Bahamas, and decide to run billions of dollars through them, and every year take billions of dollars for themselves.
Right.
Now, all of that is to say that also as Americans, we should be praying for our leaders. We should be praying for our governance. We should be upset by people who exercise power in a tyrannical manner. But as Christians, we have to speak the truth in love, and we should recognize that we still live in a free place that has a type and level of justice that through most of human history, people didn't think was possible.
Right.
We are in a largely postmodern and post-Christian country, but we are still receiving the blessings and benefits of having been a Christian country with brilliant founders who created a constitution and documents that bent our republic towards justice, which is why, even under constitutional law, slavery was wrong. Partial humanity for anyone was wrong. And praise be to God, it looks like finally the Supreme Court will recognize that partial humanity or denying the humanity of unborn children is wrong.
Amen.
And our country has a tremendous legacy of people who loved God, who recognized the sinfulness of man, who separated power so that power couldn't be consolidated, and who made it so that our richest and most corrupt people aren't also our dictators.
Yes.
Because we haven't had dictators. And anyway, and thanks for the Second Amendment as the final aside on that. but that actually ties in directly with what I think is the biggest takeaway from this. When the United States entered the Gulf War, everyone was shocked, including the United States, how quickly we rolled through Saddam Hussein's forces. And a part of that was an ongoing proxy against the USSR. Right. So they have T-72s. What are these tanks going to be like? Oh, my goodness. They're terrible at driving their tanks. Their people are horribly trained. Mm-hmm. We just destroyed all their tanks from so far away and with air power and cruise missiles that they didn't even see the person who destroyed them.
Mm-hmm.
And our entire plan is now logistically behind because we've rolled through all the defenses and people are giving up in droves.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge, I mean, you remember Shock and Awe,
yes.
Schwarzkopf and Powell, and it was just like, wow, we're better than everyone else. Well, it is important to realize God's favor in that situation. Mm-hmm. It's also important to realize that when we were spending money with fear of others,
mm-hmm.
a lot of our intelligence was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The intelligence around Russia was terrible. What was predicted and promised to the Russians by their intelligence and what other intelligence agencies thought is that Russia would quickly be able to go in, seize power in the Ukrainian capital, seize the airfield, bring in more people, capture the president and kill him or have him capitulate,
mm-hmm.
And install a pro-Russian puppet government, which they've had in Ukraine multiple times
yes.
since Ukraine became a country.
Right.
What they didn't recognize is when they took over Crimea, and when they took over parts of eastern Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
a lot of pro-Russian people already had left Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And people who had been sympathetic to Russia in the last 12 to 15 years,
mm-hmm.
over time had become more and more hardened to start to recognize, wait a minute, I like freedom. I like being able to criticize my political leader and not be killed.
Mm-hmm.
I like having opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And so even people who had been pro-Russian became more partisan as Ukrainians.
Yes.
And the Ukrainians armed with the great, you know, the old jokes about Colt and the pistols and how it increased civility and politeness in the old West.
Mm-hmm.
The javelin missile has increased has now increased the desire of dictators to think twice about where they invade.
Yes.
Because between drone technology, between anti-air that's carried by individuals,
mm-hmm.
and between tank-killing weapons,
mm-hmm.
the entire doctrine of modern warfare has been transformed.
Yes.
And praise God, as it relates to things like Taiwan, who we need desperately, including for chips, for computers, for our supply chain,
right,
to remain free from Chinese control. Praise God that they're watching in real time the impact that these weapons have,
mm-hmm.
and what this looks like and how high the cost is. The other important thing to understand is that Putin lied to his people about why they were going to fight.
Yes.
And the people who went to fight are not enthusiastic, bloodthirsty mass murderers. Another element of this, going back to what I said about we're all wicked sinners,
mm-hmm.
is that it bothers me to hear people say Russia is targeting civilians and trying to kill as many civilians as possible. That is obviously and clearly false. And the reason why is they would have killed massive numbers more civilians if they were intentionally trying to kill as many civilians as possible. Now, is it okay that they killed some civilians? No. Were there war crimes committed in an illegal invasion of Ukraine? Definitely mm-hmm. and absolutely. But as a whole, if you look at the casualties numbers of this invasion, Russia was seeking to pacify a country that they wanted to control.
Right.
They were not seeking to mass murder civilians and turn everyone against them.
But I will say that they clearly have been willing to kill as many civilians as they have to in order to try and achieve their objective, especially when those civilians are taking to the streets and fighting against the invading armies.
Well, so the people who came in who thought that this would be like it was when Russia invaded the Crimea,
yes,
were shocked at the people opposing them. And the people's courage in Ukraine who said, get out of my country, you're not welcome here, you're not wanted, leave, was striking, and some of them paid with their lives.
Yes.
But the reports of war crimes, some of the reports that seem to be as a group the largest, are coming from the Chechens, who were sent in to pacify areas,
mm-hmm.
and who used the same brutal techniques on the Ukrainians that were used on them in Chechnya by the Russians.
Yes.
And that's a whole cycle of hurting people, hurt people, and just ongoing evil and civilizational collapse. But at this point, the positives, there are many. One, America has awakened to the importance of standing with Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Two, Ukraine has won something militarily in a way that is surprising and shocking, really, to the Russians, and over time will result, again, in dictators in other places thinking, we might not be as good as I've been told we are.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone in the room is scared of you, it's hard to get an accurate report.
Right.
And so Russia and their inability to conquer Ukraine quickly is a warning to China.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see some positives happening with that. We also see the internet connectedness of the global supply chain. And some people are taking the ants and grasshoppers lesson and saying, I should store up some food. I should make sure that I can take care of my family. I should make sure that I'm not going to be devastated by food price increases. And for some of us, there's nothing really we can do. Ultimately, all of us rely upon God. But being wise, being frugal, being careful, and planning ahead for hard times is what all of us should be doing as Christians in the United States.
And that is a biblical principle from the book of Proverbs brought to us this evening by Clayton Wood. As you look at this situation, clearly you recognize that the hand of a sovereign God is at work for good. And one of the things that has happened out of this is that tons of the people who have been driven out of Ukraine as refugees are actually believers and have gone with a determination to spread the gospel to other refugees and to the people who have compassion on them and are taking them in their host countries, whether Poland or Moldova or some of the other countries around there that have graciously opened their homes. As this is happening, God is doing some beautiful things. And even within Ukraine, where ministries from outside are coming in and providing humanitarian support, we've seen tremendous testimonies of people seeing the love of Jesus in action in Ukraine in the midst of this terrifying circumstance and in the surrounding areas where women and children and the elderly and so forth are being taken care of by God's people. And good things are happening. And churches are starting. And Bible studies and evangelism are taking place. So I would encourage our listeners to pray that God will work through all of these difficult things. And even in Russia, where there are precious believers who are grieved by the evil behavior of their dictator who is has been for years not only suppressing political freedom there and doing things that were economically corrupt, but Putin has made it very difficult for any Christian organization or individual outside of the Russian Orthodox Church, which is headed up by his old CIA buddy, not CIA, his old KGB buddy.
Yep.
You know, he's made it very difficult for evangelism and discipleship to take place outside of Russian Orthodoxy. So there are precious believers in Russia who are praying that God's going to use this in order to bring about further good in their country.
Well, we will continue to pray, and just it is a huge blessing to see that courage is contagious,
mm-hmm.
love is contagious, compassion is contagious. And so just like fear has been used by the enemy, lies have been used by the enemy, and those spread and spread and spread. In this day and age, we know the one who holds the future, and we can stand with courage, and we can stand against fear because of his great love for us.
Amen. Clayton, thank you so much for coming on the broadcast this evening. We look forward to having you on again soon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.